Speed Star. Now, for the first time, this series will be held at the Meadows. Obviously, there's a bit going on at Sandown at the moment. So the Meadows hosts the Speed Star. It's a wonderful concept. Races 7, 8, 9, we'll see. They're basically the match races. There's four times two-dog match races over the 725, 600 and 525. So over the sprint, middle distance and staying trips. And the man that will be joining me on track there for Sky Racing is Jason Adams, and he joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Jace.
Good afternoon, Gareth, and couldn't be more excited for what's ahead of us this evening. Speed Star, it's a very exciting concept, as you mentioned, and probably the most exciting concept in racing anywhere in the world. So very much looking forward to it.
Jared, the popularity for this concept, it's just grown over the years, and the punters seem to love to back the races involving just the two dogs.
Look, they do, and I suppose that's twofold. You'd think it's a little bit easier, and I must admit that the punters have had the wood on the bookies for the several series that we've had so far. The other thing too is I think the new generation of gambler are used to betting in fields of two, football, tennis, and things like that, and they don't mind backing more than favourites or even outsiders. They're specking for those, but it's a completely different format, as we know. But the good thing about this, Gareth, is that when you package it up into one race, I think when it first started, a lot of people had difficulty working that out, thinking that they were actually going to see a race. But now you see four, and it's graded on times. And quite clearly, since Adam was a boy, greyhound racing all evolves around times. That's really what makes the market and box draw. It takes the full field out of it to some degree, but you can sit down, and there's so much information there, and that coverage you two guys will have tonight will be fabulous. But have a look at the media coverage leading into tonight. It's everywhere. You know, everybody's got an opinion on a speed map or who's going to be suited by a small field. Or one thing I've noticed down through the years is that with a lot of these match races, wherever they are, they're invariably won by leaders. You know, you think a dog, and I'll use Houdini Boy as an example, who gets knocked from pillar to post, he'll be suited in a two-dog field, which he probably will be, but they don't always win. It's a fascinating form of racing.
Don't tell me, Jared, you're taking on Houdini Boy. Can you give us $2 then?
No, now you're being silly, Gareth, but I can tell you, I've had a few bets tonight,
yes,
and I have taken the $11 run like Jess, only on twofold. Its form, I think it's a he, his form is better at Sandown than what it is at the Meadows. But it has broken 34 seconds at Sandown. You translate that across to the Meadows and run around about that 34-second mark. I know Houdini Boy's a star, and I know he does find trouble. It's going to be hard to run down.
Jase, your thoughts there? Has Jared gone completely mad, or do you think that Houdini Boy can't get beaten tonight by Run Like Jess?
In my opinion, Gareth, he's unbeatable. Houdini Boy, he's put the times on the board, as we've seen, around 34.20. And you think about the way his racing pattern is, when he's been able to set those fast times, he's done it being cost three or four lengths. So this is a format where he's not going to find trouble. I agree with Dash that Run Like Jess is a certain leader, but it's going to be halfway through the race where Houdini Boy looms up, and it'll be game, set, match from there. I don't think he can be beaten.
Talking about roughies here, Jared, what price do I get for Blazing Cartier? Now, I was with Ears Tears, but I heard Molly Haynes on our show yesterday saying that Robbie Britton was he's favouring maybe Blazing Cartier to feed his tears, or gives her a wonderful chance anyway.
Look, I couldn't argue with that. To win the race, the eight-dog race, $21 Blazing Cartier and $3.50 Ears Tears. But oddly enough, in the 12 match races that we've got up, normally by now they've sorted them out. And, you know, punters have gone crash, bang, wallop on half a dozen of these, and there's been some massive shortness. There's only been one in amongst all of those match races, and it is Blazing Cartier, which was $5 in the opening market. Ears Tears, $1.20. $3.50 now and $1.30. So clearly, if you think the Blazing Cartier can beat Ears Tears, it's got to be some hope of winning that overall race. So $21 might be a nice little catch there for people who like backing a roughie, but it has been well backed, Blazing Cartier.
The power of RSN Central, and we declared this yesterday, Jase.
That's it.
Yeah, well, Rob Britton's mail is as good as any, but in terms of the way I read it, I think his tier should win. I know there's been some inconsistencies in the past from his racing performances where he'd go awesome one week and not be as convincing the next, but Lazy Cartier strikes me as a greyhound who goes much better at Sandown than what she has at the Meadows. And to put that in example, at the Meadows, she's had 10 starts track and distance and won just one race, where at Sandown, she's had 15 and won six and gone much quicker in the process. And then when you look at his tiers, he's obviously the track record holder of the staying trip at Sandown, and multiple times he's gone faster than Meadows. So I just think it's a mindset thing for him that if he turns up, I'm confident he can beat Blazing Cartier.
And I think in the speed stuff for the sprinters, Jared, everybody's looking forward to watching Catch the Thief take on Christo Bale. And Georgie was all over the, I think it was $2 to be the quickest greyhound to the first marker, and now into $1.60. That was nearly giving money away, wasn't it?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from with that. There's a lot of exotic markets on the series, and that is one of them. I actually had something on Zipping Hamish at $14 to be the quickest to the first mark, only because of the price. But that particular match race, now, currently as it sits, we've got Christo Bale, the outsider, at $2, Catch the Thief, $1.80. But I can tell you that there's a lot more bets on Christo Bale at the $2 apart from Catch the Thief. It wouldn't surprise me if they got a lot closer together, and maybe Christo Bale might even start favourite in that particular match race.
All right, Jase, your thoughts there, mate?
I'm with Christo. Look, you're splitting hairs in some of these, and this is one of those matches where you are, but I just think maybe we're drawn too much into what Catch the Thief did last Thursday in qualifying for the series, and what was a night where conditions were absolutely perfect, and it's sort of... He hasn't gone to tracks and been a prominent track record breaker, so to say, where Christo Bale hasn't also, but he's gone awfully fast over 500 metres, 600 metres, and on a consistent basis. He's gone low 29.70s twice at the Meadows. So I just feel he's a more powerful type. He's the one who is more suited to the format, and I think he'll defeat Catch the Thief.
Exciting tonight, lads. I can't wait. Sky Racing 2, the coverage starts at 6.30 when... the first of the speed star heats for the stayers, and we see Blazing Cartier. This is a brilliant start to the series, taking on Here's Tears. And if you've taken the $5, you'll be cheering on Blazing Cartier to kick off proceedings to build the bank. But do you think I've taken the $5, Jared? Anyway, we'll have your best bets, Jared, and then Jason, your best bets before Cranbourne.
I think all roughies can win the sprint ones. I'm very keen on Christo Bale, and in particular Web Black Ace, currently both at $2. A nice little multi there, $4 to double.
All right then, Jase?
Well, I haven't picked out a couple of bets for individual matches, but I think I've got a multi going up soon on the TABA website, and of course the TAB app as well. For the three events, I thought Here's Tears would be the fastest for the stayers. Houdini Boy clearly over the 600 metres, and then I went with Christo Bale for the main event over the sprint. The other thing I didn't mind as well, Gareth, there were some over-underlines in terms of times for each of these events. Yep. And from memory, the one over 600 metres was about 34 and 25. I think they'll go under that. So it was $1.70 earlier on. Not sure what it is now, but that's another way to get involved with a number of exotic markets throughout the racing extra section.
I think George Farooj earlier on with the Form Express, his best bets, he went under for the stays like you, 42.65. Under for the middle distance greyhounds, he thinks Houdini Boy will go quicker than 34.25. So you get $1.70 for the stays, $1.60. Sunset Burbski, his best bet to win the overall stays series at $1.90. And Catch the Thief at around $1.60 now to be the quickest greyhound into to the first bend there with the first split in the Sprinter series. Oh, I can't wait for tonight. Should be a beauty. Thanks for that, Jared. And hopefully the roughy salute for you.
I'll be in there trying, but looking forward to the coverage. You know how I said before that I didn't know where the punters would take the $2.30, very elegant?
Yep.
A bet just came through, $10,000 on very elegant at $2.30. So that's
there
not a
go.
Very good segue for me for tonight, is it?
You teased them. You said, well, come on then, punters, take the $2.30, and they did. Good on you, Jase.
Cheers, Gareth. Looking forward to tonight. Of course, all the coverage on Sky Racing 2 kicking off just after 6 o'clock, and it's going to be an outstanding night of entertainment.
All right, love it. Thanks for that, mate. We'll talk to you then.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Jason Adams and Jared Daffy.